Welcome to Random Thoughts with your baby girl, Lara.
Thank you for coming back to my podcast. Trust you are good. So, on to this episode, I will be talking about hotel etiquette. But this table I'm about to shake, this particular table, you will not believe that a lot of people are sitting on this table. A lot of us are sitting on this table. Now, by the time I'm true, or more, even the carpenter will not be able to recognize the table. So let me first start by telling you what hotel etiquette is. Hotel etiquette is the knowledge of etiquette in the hospitality industry. Now, etiquette on its own means generally acceptable standard of good behavior. It refers to behaving in a socially responsible way. Simply put, it is basically treating people with kindness. Now, to the table I am about to shake. When it comes to hotel etiquette, many of us sitting on this table, whenever we are leaving our rooms, whenever we are leaving that hotel room, our hotel rooms, you know, we just pack and grab a lot of things that our hands can gather before leaving. But you need to understand, my brother, my sister, that there are complimentary items and that there are permanent room decor, and that certain items, if carried out of the hotel room, can be considered theft. That is why in this episode I will be sharing with you the difference between the complimentary items that you can take and the permanent room decor that you should not try it again. Even if you do not know, please know. Now, when leaving your hotel room, do not take along the bathrobe. No matter how tempting it looks, leave the towels now. Don't take the towels, the pillows, the mugs, the glass cup, electric kettle, haba. Crazy things are happening, you know. Things are really happening. Let me even bust your bubble. Blankets, duvet. Artwork, because some people used to carry the artwork of the room. They will carry it and force it inside their box. Some even go as far as taking the lamp. TV, my sister. People carry TV. Please leave the TV alone now. Haba. TV alone, leave the remote alone, and even AC remotes. Abebo, please, these are, you know, the room decor, leave them alone. What can you then take along with you? Complimentary items that you, my dear, can take along with you. You can take the slippers, you can take the stationery, you can take toiletries, you can take the tea and the sweeteners. Take those ones, at least it's something. So I just said that I should innocently come and break and scatter this table, because a lot of us are sitting on this table. You might think that people are not doing this thing. It is happening. Things they occur for this place. Things they happen. So please don't take these things. I know somebody with coconut head come and say, I beg you, Lara, you cannot tell me what and what I cannot do. Nobody will tell me what I will do. Remember, I tell you, certain items, if carried out of the hotel room, can be considered as thefts. Don't say, Lara, they don't do anything good for you this year. Just calm down. Somebody might even say that, Chibi, I've paid a lot of money, millions. I beg. Like I said, can be considered as theft. So just comport yourself, at least. All these things that you can take, stationery, slippers, you know, toiletries, tea, is better than nothing. So please, I say, may I just help you? I may just, you know, come and talk about hotel etiquette. Anyways, thank you for listening. I will be closing the curtain here so I can leave my hotel room. Let me go and lock my door and sign now. Don't worry, don't worry. I practice what I preach. I do not carry any of these things. Eh? Thank you for sticking with me up until now. Do take care of yourself, and I will talk to you soon. This podcast, this episode was made with love and thoughtfulness. Bye for now.